As midterm season coincides with drastic weather changes, Northwestern students are finding the new season of Netflix's You, which follows the obsessive dating style of a bookstore manager, Joe Goldberg, as an escape. Olatunji Osho-Williams tells us about his take on You.
You is essentially about a serial killer that presents as a nice guy and has mommy issues. An interesting thing about You is that it's all from his perspective. So you see his thoughts and you're like, what the hell? How do you think like this?
Olatunji is an avid fan of the show and shares his thoughts on how the third season is so far.
I've rewatched seasons 1 and 2 twice. You is one of those shows where I will watch it again because it's like that entertaining to me. It's like funny too. A little bit witty at some points, but it's just like an interesting story. How did I react when I first found out of season 3? I was excited, extremely excited. I'm really loving the rest of the season so far. So I would say that I can understand why the writers rushed the first episode.
Another Northwestern student, Elizabeth Casalo, tells us about her thoughts and reactions to the new season of You.
So You is a show about this guy named Joe Goldberg. He's originally from New York City, and he has a history of becoming really infatuated with these women in his community, and he thinks that he can protect them, but by that having that illogical thought, he's actually becoming too much, and he's crossing a line. He starts to stalk them, he starts murdering people because he thinks that will help the women, but in reality, he's very abusive, and so and he's never actively acknowledging that. And then throughout the seasons, he goes to different places, targets different women, and then now we are at a point in time where season 3 is out. I've only watched the first 2 episodes, but the pattern begins to shift a little bit.
With so many students excited about the new season of You, Elizabeth organized a watch party with some of her friends.
There was a You watch party. We got a couple of friends together to watch on the NMQ first floor in the lounge. We watched the first 2 episodes together. And then we discussed. It was good to digest it with some other people. Usually I watch the TV show, a lot of my favorite TV shows I tend to watch alone. So it was definitely interesting to be able to break down where this new season strayed from its previous seasons.
Elizabeth also shared some thoughts on how the release of the new season of You related to her midterm experience.
I believe I watched it the day it came out, which was the Friday before midterms. I may be wrong about that, but I remember it was a Friday and it was before I had midterms. So maybe I used it as a mechanism for procrastination. Knowing me, that is probably what it was. I feel like everything's very fast paced, not typical. Although I guess You usually is pretty fast-paced, but relatively speaking, it's more fast-paced this season. I also think it's getting very lighthearted very quickly. It's a lot of dark humor, which the other seasons did have as well, but I feel like it's just because the dynamic has changed a little bit. The dark humor is way more prevalent, and I honestly don't always know if it's appropriate for the context. It doesn't always feel like I'm watching You. It's definitely a bit of a tonal shift. I was very excited for season 3 just because, again, I watched the show in one sit, or the season 2 in one sitting, and I was ready for a new season. I have been waiting very patiently for a long time.